Chapter 54. This time they didn't meet at Bert's All-Star Grill in Helton, but at a rest stop on the interstate between Paradise and Boston. Harlan Salter IV was equally out of place at the rest stop as he was at Bert's. He wasn't a man who frequented grills or rest stops or did the kinds of things most people did. He made money and liked to sail. He tolerated his older boys and his wife. He enjoyed a bowl of good pipe tobacco, savored a glass of aged single malt scotch, liked to fantasize about women he would consider cheap. He detested Vic Prado. Monty Bernstein's eyes got wide as Prado approached their table. "Did the person whom you procured do that to him?" Salter said to his lawyer. "I don't think so. His reputation is that when he does a job, the victim no longer moves among the living. Vic Prado must have other enemies."
"No doubt a lengthy and comprehensive list."
Prado came to their table. As wrecked as he had looked from across the food court, he looked even worse up close. His face was swollen and bruised, though not quite as badly as Ben Salter's. There were heavy purple bags under his eyes that blended into the bruising from his nose. He reeked of sweat and whiskey. His jacket sleeve was torn, and the rest of his clothes looked as if he had slept in them. For the first time since Prado had approached Harlan Salter at a hedge fund manager's meeting in Chicago the year before, Salter took some pleasure at the sight of this man he hated. Prado, a large to-go cup of coffee in his shaky right hand, slid in across from Bernstein and Salter. Monty couldn't contain himself.
"What the hell happened to you?"
"I pinched a nun's ass and God hit me with a lightning bolt," Prado said. "Does it matter?" For some reason it mattered to Harlan Salter IV.
"Yes, it does. If you don't want us to walk out of this meeting, please answer Mr. Bernstein's question."
Under any other set of circumstances, Vic would have told the prune-faced Brahmin to go shove it. But he was still fairly nauseated, and his headache was in crescendo. He just wanted to get it over with.
"Jesse Stone," he said. "We got into it last night."
Monty had liked and respected Jesse Stone from the first. Vic's face reinforced Monty's faith as a judge of character. Salter gloated quietly.
"You summoned us here," Monty said. "I'm not sure I see the point, given..."
"Please, counselor, enough," Vic said, reaching into his jacket for the envelope Mike Frazetta had given him. "My client isn't signing anything else. We did as you asked, and Mr. Salter's son has been..."
"For Christ's sakes, Bernstein, shut up!"
Vic said too loudly. People at surrounding tables turned to stare at him. When they turned back, he lowered his voice to a whisper. "Consider this a gesture of apology from me and my partners." He opened the envelope and showed the papers to the men across the table from him. He then proceeded to rip the papers into confetti. "Our partnership is dissolved." Monty was skeptical.
"Just like that?"
"Just like that."
Prado brushed his palms together twice. "Coastline consultants can go back to doing business as usual. You have my word that we won't disclose any information we have about your prior questionable practices. We are sorry about the girl and your son. Believe me when I tell you that we didn't mean for anything to play out this way."
"Believe me when I tell you to go fuck yourself," Salter said, his voice an angry growl.
He was shoving the stem of his pipe into Vic Prado's chest. He was nearly as shocked by his words and actions as Prado and Bernstein.
"My son was nearly beaten to death, and an 18-year-old girl was murdered in cold blood, and I am supposed to simply say thank you and smile and move on? Unlikely, sir. Very unlikely indeed."
Now it was Vic's turn to make some threats. He leaned across the table. "Listen to me, Salter. You do anything but say thank you, smile, and move on, and what happened to your son and that girl will look like a sunny Sunday at the state fair. To paraphrase one of my partners, we'll dismantle the Salter family tree one branch at a time, and since Ben is already damaged, we'll start with him and work our way through the rest of you. Believe me when I tell you this isn't an idle threat. It ends here, or it's an end to you and your whole fucking clan. Consider yourself warned. Your choice." Prado slid himself away from the table and left. In the car on the way back into Paradise, Monty Bernstein decided his client had sufficiently calmed down to have a rational conversation.
Do you want me to call off the hounds now that you're out of it? He said.
Salter stared at his lawyer as if he had just sprouted a second head. Are you mad?
Of course not. I spit on their gesture.
Why borrow trouble? You have your company back, your son is safe, and he will recover in time.
Because, Mr. Bernstein, he said, holding the bowl of his lit pipe and pointing the stem at Monty, smoke leaking upward out of the tip, there is a price to be paid.
Yes, I know, the girl, but
it's not about the girl. What do I care about some girl? No. Balance needs to be restored. A bill is due, and someone must pay with their blood. I want it to be Prado's blood, and I want to be there to see the remittance.
Harlan, I need to advise against this. You heard Prado. His partners will...
You may be very good at your job, Monty. In fact, I've no doubt of it. But I am very good at mine, too. That Prado was forced by his partners to come crawling to me to beg forgiveness should tell you something.
What's that? Salter drew in a lungful of smoke and let it escape slowly from between his thin, crooked lips. A damp, smoked cherry aroma filled the air.
They will be as happy to see Prado gone as I will. They won't lift a finger against me. I wouldn't be surprised if they sent me a bouquet and a thank you card for having him excised.
Still, Harlan, I have to advise against it. Innocent people are going to get hurt here. Why put yourself in danger of the blowback?
The innocence threshold has already been crossed. Loss of innocence is often the price of doing business.
It's a dirty business.
Something you know intimately, Mr. Bernstein. Dirty business.
Salter smiled an icy smile at his attorney.
As I recall, it was you who knew how to contact this man who would collect the debt, not me.
That may be true, Harlan, but I'm asking you to please reconsider.
But Harlan Salter was no longer listening to Monty. He was staring out the navigator's back window, imagining Vic Prado's screams of agony.